Authority will now come to order. First order of business is approval of the agenda. Madam Chair?
I move the amendment for the removal of item 8C from the Planning Development Real Estate Committee agenda.
A motion and a second. A motion from Mr. Monomay and a second from Mr. Hoffman to remove item 8C, the approval of the sale of the Southeastern Bus Garage from the agenda, and approval of the agenda minus that. All in favor? Is there any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? The ayes have it. Before you, the minutes from the June 28, 2007 meeting. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to read them. Are there any questions or comments? Changes? The motion from Mr. Hoffman. The second from Mr. Gordon. Minutes. Minor state. Is there any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, we have to please let the record reflect that Mr. Zimmerman has abstained from that if he was not present at that meeting. The seconder has abstained from the actual vote. Item 4, the report of the Riders Advisory Council. Mr. Snyder. In conclusion, my written report also includes discussions on schedules and bus net on metro buses, rail customer service procedures, and my productive meeting with Mr. Cato. For public information, the Riders Advisory Council will be following the board's lead and not holding its RAC and subcommittee meetings in August. In conclusion, the RAC and the EMD committee continue to appreciate when board members remind Metro to obtain appropriate feedback from their committees as the general manager presents new initiatives that directly affect riders and ask what would Metro's customers on the RAC think of this idea. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Snyder. Are there any questions or comments? Yeah, this is a good report. Thank you. And congratulations. You've done very well with your bullets and your presentation.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We now have the report from the general manager, Mr. Cato.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, and thank you, members of the board. It's a pleasure to be with you today. This is the last board meeting in September, until September, and so I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you happy Labor Day, and have a good Labor Day, because we won't be having a meeting in August, and Labor Day happens before then. I have several things I'd like to report this morning. First, the 4th of July service. I had the opportunity to spend the day on the system on the 4th of July and watch Metro employees perform an outstanding job in coordinating the services and the various crowds that occurred in the system. It began at the stadium on the station where people were going to the Nets game, and we had tens of thousands of customers coming through. Throughout the day, people were going to the mall to watch the fireworks, and then there was a warning to leave the mall because of thunderstorms, and our employees again reacted with a great deal of professionalism. Later that night, over 100,000 people then were crowding our stations, trying to get on trains off the system, and I was just amazed in watching the coordination again. And while there were a few comments, our staff handled them in a professional manner, did not get into confrontation. And in fact, in one case, there was one of our customers had a medical problem, and our employees responded instantly and resolving the issues. And so I'm very proud of them and the work that they did on that day. For 2007, Metro again experienced an increase of riders on the rail system. Over 207 million customers passed through the fare gates in that year, which is an increase of only 1%, but 1% of 200 million is pretty significant. 2 million more people used Metro Rail in FY07. In June, that was the top month for ridership in our history. And that month we passed the 3 new record days for ridership in our top 10 and 6 new record days in our top 20. So I'm happy to see some increase. Was that, as Bishop said, statistically large? It is large from the standpoint of the number of people using the system, which means we have to, again, move quickly and put in the new cars and expanding the capacity for the system. As the board is aware from a financial standpoint, FY 2009 will be another top budget year. And the one-time revenues that we used to balance the FY08 budget will not be available. In that context, we're looking into all potential cost savings and revenue enhancement options. And while keeping in mind the Metro mission to deliver high-quality service at a low, the lowest possible cost, everything in the agency is on the table. So we meet with each of you, and I'm trying to arrange meetings in the month of August and early September to brief you individually on what actions we will recommend at a meeting in September and to gain additional direction. As of today, again, we're being creative. We're looking at cost. We're looking at other actions that will not reduce our services. However, revenue enhancements will be a recommendation I will bring forth to the board. From another perspective, yesterday we had a great meeting the disadvantaged business enterprise, and they had their 7th annual procurement conference here at the Metro Building. Today before the board, there's an action to approve DBE goals for FY08, and the goal this year is 25%, which is 9% higher than last year's goal. Yesterday, over 250 people attended the conference, which is a very large and successful turnout. In addition to the small vendors, 25 large prime contractors were in attendance just to discuss and to meet with small vendors to include them as part of their procurement process. I'm very excited and I'm very proud of the work that Carl Brown did in handling this conference and Andrew Burnside, and I look forward to us moving ahead and not just meeting this goal but exceeding the goal in FY08. From a safety perspective, DuPont is working on the safety assessment. It's going well. I expect their assessment report in September, which we will then brief the board and present their where we are today and what steps, specific steps, they're recommending that we move forward on. And while, Madam Chair, that concludes my comments, I would like to turn over the microphone to Polly Hanson to talk about another action of historic but heroic action by one of our employees.
Thanks, Mr. Cato. It's really my honor and my pleasure to talk to you about the events of July 10th and Officer Sperry that's sitting over there. Officer Sperry on July 10th at about 4:30 was on patrol in Prince George's County, and he observed a vehicle making a U-turn on Central Avenue. It had been raining and the road was really wet. The vehicle lost control, crossed three lanes of traffic, climbed an embankment, crashed through a fence, and finally came to rest at the bottom of a 14-foot deep drainage culvert. Officer Sperry stopped his cruiser, retrieved a first aid kit, got a fire extinguisher, and without hesitation jumped down into the culvert. At this time, the vehicle caught on fire, and the officer, at great personal risk really to himself, began to get the driver out of the vehicle. A citizen pulled over and helped Officer Sperry getting the vehicle a safe distance from the burning vehicle. The officer then went back to the vehicle, extinguished the fire, went back to the victim, provided first aid until the fire department got there. And we think that there's no doubt that without Officer Sperry's actions, this person's life could have been threatened, or certainly they could have received extensive burns. So we're here today to commend Officer Sperry, and it's my pleasure to give him the certificate from the Board of Directors and the General Manager recognizing his outstanding duty and his dedication to customers. On behalf of the entire board, we all commend you for your service and rising to the occasion on that day. That's another example of a wonderful WMATA employee going above and beyond the call of duty, and we thank you very much. And we will have that picture taken sometime, right? he deserves that.
Yes, he does.
So, I do understand that Officer Sperry afterwards told the person if they had used Metro, they wouldn't have had that problem.
And the photographer is on his way.
Okay. Thank you. Mrs. Zimmerman first, followed by Mr. Monome.
Not the officer. Okay. Yeah. I had a question for General Manager, Madam Chairman. Mr. Cato, I'd like to direct your attention to the report of the Writers Advisory Council, and specifically the item on newspaper recycling. This is one in which the RAC actually, you know, approved a resolution with specific recommendations involving recycling bins and signage and so on. I didn't know if, you know, you've had a chance or staff had a chance to look at this yet. So, you know, if your answer is you're going to get back to us, that's okay. But I wanted to make sure whether you had the opportunity either to address any reaction you have to it now or, you know, to give us an idea when, you know, there'll be some kind of staff response to the recommendations.
The staff response will come back at the next meeting. I think some of the recommendations have merit. We do have some recycled bins at certain locations, but my observation is I agree with the Riders Advisory Council that we need additional recycled bins.
Or more specifically at the September meeting then.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank, on behalf of the district, and I think the other jurisdictions, just to thank Oumata for its help on July 4th. Obviously, every day for us, we wouldn't be able to do rush hour here in the district without Metro, but I think it's even more focused and prominent on the 4th of July. And I want to thank you for your help. I want to thank all the employees for the work they did on that day. And I think it was just another good example of us working with our partners at the U.S. Capitol Police, the Park Police, Metro, the city and the jurisdictions working together. But I did have a question related to that. And I think that one of the things, as you mentioned, was the capacity issues at the stations and on the cars. And I didn't see the schedule for the coming meetings. I was wondering what the next update on the rail car delivery schedule is going to be coming to the board.
Right now we're planning on having the next update in September.
Okay. Okay. I think we did a fantastic job, but as we know, as more and more people ride, we see our numbers go up every year. We're going to have to continue to be proactive and aggressive in terms of making sure we get as many of those rail cars online and on the system for our riders. So I just want to make sure that we do keep a focus on that at the board level. We can keep asking the question and keep pushing.
Well, thank you. We'll bring that information to you, as Mr. Francis said, in September.
Madam Chair, I want to comment and congratulate John, Keiko, and the staff on the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise seminar yesterday, or workshop. I was able to sit at the very beginning of it, in the kickoff session, and I was just really impressed with not only the number of people that were there, but also the energy, you know, that was coming out of the group. And so keep up that good work, and certainly it was good to hear Representative Wynn make comments and other dignitaries at the beginning of the ceremony. So thank you again for that effort.
Thank you. I'd like to thank our staff for that and all the hard work they did.
Are there any other questions or comments? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Keita. I inadvertently skipped over item number 5, public comment period, but I think there was no one signed up. Is that correct? Okay. Report of the Customer Service Operations and Safety Committee, Ms. Hutchins.
Madam Chairman, I would be glad to make the report, and I want to thank you for chairing the meeting. Customer Service and Operations and Safety Committee met, and there was one action item. The item is on the design concepts of the WMATA employee memorial. Staff sought to obtain the concurrence of the committee and the board of directors' approval for the design concepts for two employee memorials for those employees who lost their lives in the line of duty and installation of the memorials at both Metro Center's transfer station and the Carmen Turner maintenance and training facility. The committee members also noted that the lighting, a need or request for lighting for each of the memorials was highly desirable, and it was agreed that the general manager's request for additional funding, if needed, if required, would be authorized at his discretion to do so. And that is the complete report, and since I'm not to remove it,
I'll step back.
I move approval of the recommendation for the memorial.
Okay, we have a motion by Ms. Hutchins, a second by Mr. Giancola. Mr. Kaufman has recused himself on this. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Just for the record, I don't think Ms. Kaufman recused, strictly speaking, but stepped back.
He stepped back.
His alternate.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Well,
so there's some confusion in the record in the future. Somebody go looking for a conflict that isn't there.
Okay. Mr. Zimmerman, we have the report of the Planning, Development, and Real Estate Committee.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The Planning, Development, and Real Estate Committee also met on, what day was that now? July 12th, I guess it was, and has three items, and had three items, one of which has been removed from the agenda, so there are now two action items for your consideration. The first involves multi-year programs for the upgrade of the automatic fare collection system equipment. It seems like there's one more word that needs to be there in that, but at any rate, this is about the fare system in which staff sought to obtain the concurrence of the committee and the approval of the board to initiate and award competitive contracts for the procurement of required services and material equipment for the upgrade of the automatic fare collection equipment. They note that the action involved does not involve any change in technology, but is an upgrade to the system. This is included as item A in your materials, and on behalf of the committee, which recommended favorably, I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion for approval from Mr. Zimmerman, seconded by Mr. Monome. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
The second item concerns the Dunloring public hearing. Staff sought concurrence of the committee and approval of the board for a resolution approving the final public hearing staff report for the Dunloring Merrifield Station. Amendment of the station general plans to include bus facilities and parking and access changes, and amendment accordingly of the adopted regional system. I believe the resolution is at the back of item B. It's in there somewhere after the report. Yeah, it begins on page, what I guess would be the third page, the actual resolution. Committee recommends approval on behalf of the committee. I move approval of the resolution.
Second.
We have a motion from Mr. Zimmerman, seconded by Mr. Kaufman. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
That concludes my report, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zimmerman. We have before us administrative items. Mr. Linton.
Madam Chair, I know that I hope everyone's had a chance to review the administrative item, but they seem to be of non-controversial nature, so I was going to make a motion that we move them all in that.
We have a motion and a second. Motion from Mr. Linton, seconded by Mr. Zimmerman, to approve all eight administrative items.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Coffin.
I just want to comment briefly on admin item two, and that's just to thank Ms. Yu for stepping forward with vigor to get her office organized and begin work.
Okay. Thank you, and I'm sure we probably all agree with that, too. Is there any additional discussion or comment? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Are there any, item 10, are there any reports from the various jurisdictions? The District of Columbia? No. In Maryland? No. Virginia? Okay. Yes?
I will note one thing from Virginia, which is that since the last time we had a board meeting here, there was a fairly significant action which does affect Metro, which is that the Northern Virginia Transportation Authority held a hearing on July 12th and approved the various revenue measures that the General Assembly had enacted last spring, which will, when they go into effect next year, raise about $300 million a year in Northern Virginia for transportation, $50 million of which is earmarked for Metro. So Virginia has actually now acted to provide dedicated funding to Metro for the capital needs here, and if everything goes forward, you know, we'll have that available starting next year. We also approved initial bond issue and associated programs of about $100 million, essentially, part of which is Metro. So a number of particular station improvements are included in that bond issue. So that is, in many ways, the most significant transportation action from Virginia in some time. There is, of course, you know, the question of the legal challenge to the authority. We also acted to take that to court ourselves right away. And, in fact, there is a court date of August 27th when this matter will be before circuit court under an expedited procedure that Virginia law provides for. And we hope to have, you know, a ruling fairly soon. That will, you know, if we're successful, as we hope and expect, mean that beginning next year, we'll begin having those revenues flowing and be able to start moving on some of these projects. So didn't think I should let the opportunity go by without mentioning that.
Worthy of mentioning.
Ms. Hudson?
I just want to go back to the customer service item. We are moving forward on the design, and I know that's coming back to the board, and I just wanted to know, is there a process in which we communicate our actions to some of these families? I think it's significant that we let them know the progress we made since we had family members come forward.
Are doing that, notifying the families, and when we have the memorial completed, there will be a ceremony where all the family members will be invited.
But we will let them know that this progress has gone
yes.
on.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Okay.
Chairman, before we move, I know you're going to get ready to move to the next session. I did want to note one of the names that appears in the staff column a lot in the administrative items we just approved, who we learned is departing, Mr. Stephen Fowle, who has been responsible in many ways for the nuts and bolts of our rail system over the last couple of years. And as Mr. Cato noted in his message to us, we were very fortunate to have some of his expertise at a time when we struggled quite a bit with a lot of issues. And, I just do want to note that he's returning to his native land in New York. Those of you expatriate New Yorkers can understand that.
Be careful.
There's a few of us here. There's a few of us here. And going back to MTA, but I do think, we should take note of the fact that we were fortunate to have his services and wish him the best of luck in his future.
Thank you very much, Mr. Simon. You're absolutely right. It's been a great service to the agency. It was a complete surprise to us, but understandable. It's a wonderful career opportunity, but even more importantly, he's been commuting from New York to Washington or to Virginia for the last several years. Now he would no longer have to do that commute. So from a family perspective, it's a win-win. From a personal perspective for him, it's a win. For us, we've been honored to have his service, but it's a loss. And he will be missed. So
For those of us who've made this our home for much of our lives, we often try to explain to other people why it really is a better place to live. But it is true that it's hard to get a good bagel. And, so I can understand the difficulty in moving one's family from up there. And, so for that, it's forgivable. But he definitely is somebody who I think a lot of us were able to learn something from. And we were lucky to have him precisely in these 2 years, as you noted. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sure the entire board echoes those sentiments. They are very well stated. Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Now, item 11, I move that the board convene an executive session to discuss personnel and contractual matters pursuant to board procedure Roman numeral 6.3 and 6.4.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.